Tfilah of Rabbi Chiya in Maseches Brachos. You know, the Amoraim had various tfilos. One of them is Elokei Netzor. After they finished the Shemoneh Esrei, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim and Metzaken, and before they took the three steps back, the Yule Ratzon, they said a tfilah. And these tfilos, many of them are recorded together in that Gemara in Brachos. The tefillah of Reb Chiya was Yirotzim Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu Shetei Toroscho Umanu Seinu V'Al Yidve Libeinu V'Al Yechshechu Einenu. His tefillah was that the Toroscho should be Toroscho Umanusai, that should be his entire life, his life's occupation. V'Al Yidve Libeinu V'Al Yechshechu Einenu. The Meir Orbach is masbir these two phrases, that Toroscho should be umanuseinu, and our hearts should not be lev of davoy al yidve libeinu. It should not be faklempt, the hearts should not be a heart that is filled with remorse and frustration and anxiety and sadness. Val yechshechu einenu, and our eyes should not be darkened. The person's eyes are bright when things are sunny and shining and wonderful, and their eyes are darkened when things are terrible. The question is, what is the hemshach hadvorim of Shetei Toroscho Umanuseinu Val Yidve Libeinu Val Yechshechu Einenu? I always felt that the pshat, and this is not the pshat of Rav Meir Orbach, which I'm going to tell you momentarily, maybe together of Reitz Adam B'Kav Shaloi, I don't know. But I want to tell you first my pshat. You know, the phrase Al Yidve Libeinu Val Yechshechu Einenu of Reb Chiya is very reminiscent, as the Marshal already pointed out, Al Asar, Al Zehoyo Dove Libeinu Val Eile Choshchu Einenu of Megillas Eicha. At the end of the Megillah, towards the very end, Yirmiyahu Anovi says, Al Zehoyo Dove Libeinu, this is why our hearts are broken and sad. Al Eile Choshchu Einenu, our eyes are darkened. Al Hartziyoin Sheshomeim Shu'olim Hilchuvai. So the reason that we have Dvuyas Halev and Cheshchas Einayim is because we don't have the Shechina. The Shechina that was shown in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina that was in Tzion V'Yerushalayim. When there's no Shechina, it's Dove Libeinu and Choshchu Einenu. And Reb Chiya said that in Golus, we still have a chance. If Toroscho Umanuseinu, as Chazal tell us, Minayin Shafilu Echad, Sheyoshe V'Oisik Batoira, Shashchina Imai. And as it says in some Svarim, the Shechina becomes his Chavrusa Mamish. Shashchina Imai, Shenema B'cholamokam Asher Askir Eshmi, Ovoi Eilecho Uveirach Ticho. And the remarkable thing is that when there's Aliyah L'Regel, there is a requirement that is not even a requirement here when you learn Torah Yoimim V'Laila. The requirement in Aliyah L'Regel is V'kamtov V'Alisa El Amokim. You have to leave your matzav and you have to go up to Yerushalayim. You don't find the Shechina necessarily in your own Dalet Amos. But when it comes to learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avoy Eilecha, I will come to you. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to the person who's learning Torah. Minayin Shafilu Echad She'ashchina Imay. If the Shechina is there, then there's no Dvuyas Halev and Cheshches Einayim, because what was the reason for it to begin with? Because in Golos, you have no Beis HaMikdash, you have no Shechina. But if the Shechina comes to you, it means, in other words, that we are able to kivayochel recreate the Makam HaMikdash in our Dalet Amos, in our Koilel, in our place where we are learning Torah Yoimim V'Laila. And this is what Reb Chiya meant. Yiratzim fanecha shetei toroscho umanuseinu, and memeila it'll be al yidve libeinu v'al yechshechu einenu. But that's not what Reb Meir Orbach says. He says something quite different. Ki Torah Seinu HaKadoshi, he says, Nikreis Tushia. Mateshes Koiche Shel Odom. Ubefrat, he writes, Limud Ha'iyun, Umadiv Laleiv Hachoymed Lohovin Ulahaskil, Umis Avel Hasbioi Becholpinois Hashogoshim Vohanofim. He says, the heart desires to understand, the heart desires to conquer the Mesechta, the heart desires to know all the Pshotim, to be able to be Misamek in the Toichen and the Oimek Hasugya Vohinyon. Vitzorich Ezer Visad, he writes, May Yisachoinen Lo'odom Das Lismoyach Bechelkoi. Kitzarloi, Bechol Ma Sheyoga Volomad Vechidesh Adayin Lo'ihisig Af Ketipa Min Hayam. The great Imre Bina, Goyin HaGoyinim, is telling us that no matter how hard we try, we're just scratching the surface. It's just a tipa from a very big yam. The Yam HaTalmud is a huge yam, the Yam HaTorah. And all we can get from it is a ketipa min hayam b'chol ma sheyoga v'lomad v'chidesh, adayin lo hisik, af ketipa min hayam. And then the remarkable thing is he quotes, k'mo shepirash Rabbeinu HaGodol Moron Rabbi Akiva Eger Zatzal. And it's very fascinating because I always felt that this pshat and the moshel that is associated with this pshat comes from the Vilna Gaon himself, from the Gra. And they were basically contemporaries, more or less. But in fact, the Chafetz Chaim, he wrote a chibur called Shem Olam. And in Chelek Aleph, Pelek Yudtes of Shem Olam, the Chafetz Chaim in fact quotes this moshel that the Imre Brina brings in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He brings it in the name of the Gra. Shamati, he writes, B'shem Agro, Pirush HaMashoma, Dovid HaMelech, Olav HaSholoim, Sos Anoichi Alim Rosecho, Kemoitzei Shol Ol Rav. Whoever it is, whether it's Rabbi Akiva Eger or the Vilna Gaon, the remarkable thing is the Gaonus of both of them is beyond our capacity to grab and to understand and to be masik. It's not pshat that we don't know their Torah. We don't know Bichlal, we have no Havana who they were. We have no hasoga who they were. And these are the ones, whichever it is, it doesn't matter, that say this incredible moshel. And I'll tell it to you the way the Imre Bina says it, because it's more bekitzer. He says, Sos anoichi lemosecha kemoitze sholol rov. What is the kemoitze sholol? Like somebody finds a great deal of spoils, spoils of war. The way that the Imre Bina brings it, a person is walking on the road and he discovers, maybe because the enemy ran away, maybe there was a mafia guy who had a tremendous oitzer of money in a suitcase and he saw that they were chasing after him and he dropped the suitcase. He finds on the derech an oitzer gadol ve'ein loy kelim lohaniach b'soicham bil odim kol ma sheyuchal se'es. It has pockets. He has maybe a pocketbook, maybe he has an attaché case, but that's all he has. And the amount that's there is so much that all he can take is a little bit, and the rest of them, unfortunately, he has to leave behind. So he says, Afki samach liboy b'ashem motza, avadigivis, it's going to be sus. It's going to be a tremendous joy that he found, because before that he had nothing, and now he has so much. Abatzal lo yala nishav, ashelo yuchal lohavi elov. But it's tzar lo yala nishav. He has tremendous agmas nefesh still, because there's so much left that he cannot bring with him. Kain Omar David HaMelech Olav HaSholem, says the Imre Bina, Sos Anoichi Alim Rosecho Shechananti, that which I was able to collect, that which I was able to put into my lave and into my machshava and into my moyach, Ulam Keshemoitzei Sholol Rav Shetzarli Al Shalohisig Al Hanisha. So that's Al Yidver Libenu. It's a very remarkable thing. The way the Imre Bina teaches is very different than my pshat. My pshat is that if Tarascha is Umanusenu, then inevitably it will be No Yidveli Beinu, no Yechshechu Einenu, because he's going to have the Shechina with him. But he learns that the Divui Alev and Cheshchas Einayim is something else entirely. It's in the learning itself. A person is learning and learning, and then he can come out of the Beis Medrash and he can say, Vasa b'chuf ketan? Vasa b'chushim fashtanen? What did I learn? What did I understand? What did I accomplish? And if he knows a sugya and he knows an inyan, how many more sugyas are there? And how long will I remember it? And these are things that could be matrid a person to the point of despair and could lead to dvuyas halev. So the person davens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him the siyata d'shmaya to understand. To understand what? The bottom line is he's not going to be Rebbe Ki Vega. And Rebbe Ki Vega is the one that's giving the marshal. The Vilna Gaon is the one who's saying that it's like Sholol Rav that you can't put it all into your pocket. No matter how many suitcases you have, no matter how many kalim you bring with you. You can have the kalim of Kivega and the kalim of the Vilna Gaon. But the Torah is infinite. So we daven that we should understand that if we can be connected to the infinite, if we can have a shaychus to a Torah that belonged to the Malachim, that they challenged Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem says, no, bring it down to them. And they'll zitzen and launen, and they'll be connected to the Helika infinite cosmic Torah that has no gvul, arucha me'eretz mido chava miniyam rabbeisai. That we should be able to have a shaychus. Is doch unbelievable. So it's al yidve libeinu. And he says the same thing, al yechshuchu einenu. He writes, v'shol yechshuchu einenu bir oisai oimek hamusog v'oiris ha-toira ashe b'zoyaro lo yuchlu einei boso lahabit b'zivo v'hadoro bil ode im Hashem yoir einenu. He's talking about v'hoir einenu b'soira secha. What does it mean, v'hoir einenu? That's the opposite, he says, of al yechshuchu einenu. It's doch gewaldig. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a fashtand, because it's not only vast, it's not only so huge, so cosmic that you can't contain it. It's also so deep and so difficult because we are so limited. Should not be yechshuchu einenu v'hoyer einenu b'sara secha. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that is humanly possible for me, ani akotn, to have my chelik in Torah open up my eyes and let me see. L'chein hispalul azeh. That's why Reb Chiya davened. And then he writes, the great Imre Bina, Goin HaGoinim, V'anan Manenin HaBasrai. What are we going to say after him? After the words of Reb Chiya, the way he teaches, that he was mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not leave him blind, that should not leave him stifled, should open up his heart and open up his mind and open up his eyes, make him appreciate the chelik of Torah that he has, and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind him and with him, and he helps him constantly, beyond his koichus and beyond his capacity. Manenina basrayi toilas nival midas reik hamoyach chalush hakoyach ona Hashem. This is what he writes in his akdoma. Chazeik va'ameitz levovi b'toyroscha hatemima. Hoyer einenu. K'mayim ha-dovid ha-melech olav ha-sholem gal einai va'abito niflois b'toyra secha. V'hosel mimenu ha-shgiyois v'nifke l'roitz keitz ha-plois b'mehero v'yomenu amein. Unbelievable. And this is what he's saying. He's saying that the Torah that's Arucha Meretz Mida and so deep, deep, deep. Pashtus, we should think that we have no shaychus to it. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is, no, Rabbi say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Ashreinu ma toif chalkeinu ma noyim goyralenu ma yofa yirusha seinu. I was always thinking that these three nekudos are three separate inyonim in our shaychus to Torah. Ashreinu matoyv chalkenu, because each person has his bazundere chelik. You know, there's a whole shaila, you're not allowed to forget Torah. You're not allowed to forget. There's a huge machloikas. Min ha-kotze el ha-kotze. What does that mean? The Balatanya Kiyodua in his Akdoma, in his Kuntras on Talmud Torah, he writes that a person not allowed to forget anything, ever. And then there's the opposite extreme. But the Untersh Teshuva is that when a person is learning and he is Oisek in the Torah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's Omil in the Torah, and he walks out of the Beis Medrash and he asks himself, Vasa b'chuf ketan? Vasa b'chuf ketan? There's a Chazal, a Mishnah in Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis and Maseches Brachos, a Beferish Mishnah, and these things are printed on the inside cover of many Shas Gemaras. Reb Nechunya ha'ya mispalo, hak ben akono ha'ya mispalo, b'kni sosa lebeis ha'medrash, u'bitziyosa y'tefilo k'tzara. Omru lo'y ma'amokim l'tefilo zu. It's not a Shemayna Esrei, it's not part of the davening, vosfa ha'tefilo y'dos. Omru lo'em b'kni sosa, ani mispalo shlo yerad v'atakola al-yodi, u'bitziyosi ani noisein hoido al-chelki. So you're not allowed to forget. So it comes along the Chida, who, by the way, had a photographic memory, mamish. He used to copy out Sfarim that he saw when he was a Shadar, Shlucha de Rabbonon, and he went to various cities in Europe and their libraries. He would bin medaftif the Sefer, and he'd come back there, it's Yisrael, and write out, copy out Kansa sections of the Sfarim that he saw. And nevertheless, he says that a person is not allowed to forget his Torah. What's meant us? Dover echod mi mishnosoi. What's the vav at the end? What does it mean? Mi mishnosoi. Of course, if he doesn't learn it, he's not going to remember it, so he won't be able to forget it. So what's mi mishnosoi? Shalech echod min ha-Torah. Dover echod min ha-Torah. But the Teretz, he says, is every person has his chelek. Like it says, "Bitziyosei ani noisin hoido al chelki." I have my chelik in Torah. That chelik means I have the koyach to be mechadish. I have the koyach to say something that maybe no one else could say. And my chelik in Torah is muchan mezumen for me, and I have to be doyle umashka. I have to take my chelik and I have to share it with others. And that chelik, if chas v'shalom I forget, I had a daher, I had a chap, and I forget it. And Cholila v'chas, that chelik of the Torah is missing to Klal Yisrael. And therefore he says, at the very least, you should say it over to one person. And the best thing is to write it down. That's the Chida. But the Reb Nechunya ben Hakona says, it filov ani noisin hoido al chelki. It's pilei ployim. Comes along the Gemara. It's peledik a Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon b'knisosei mahu oimer. Yirotzim ufanecha Hashem loikai shlo yera dvar takol al yodi loikoshel b'dvar alocha v'yismuchu b'chaveirai v'chulei v'chulei. There's a lot to say about this shtickle, but I don't know that we have the time. But one thing I have to tell you, that it's crystal clear that the Tonu Rabbonon is reflecting back on the tefillah of Reb Nechunya ben Hakona. It says in the Mishnah, and the Braisa, the Tana Rabbanon, is telling us a bigger arichus of his tefillah. In other words, the tefillah included shloyerad v'atakol al yodi, v'loy koshu v'aralocha, v'yismullah me'atami toyo, toyo, tamei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Now listen to this. So b'tziyasi, ani noisein hoido al chelki. So b'tziyasi ma'u oimer. So here there's a ganzel nusach that's not even merumas to, except for one thing. He said, "Bitziyosi ani noisin hoido al chelki." How did I teach al chelki? My chelik in Torah, the actual Torah that belongs to me. Abel, that's not the teach of the Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara says, "Bitziyosi mahu aimer, ma'idani lefanecha Hashem aleikai," and this is a lashon that every one of us knows baal peh. You know why? Because it's a lashon that we find, even for whatever reason, we don't say these things. Hagam, that we soon see that it's a halacha psuka that we should say it when we come into the Beis Medrash and we leave. But I rarely have seen anybody do it. But we know this nusach from the Siyum. This is the nusach that's in the Siyum. Moida ani lefanocha Hashem Elokai shesamto chelki miyoshvei Beis Hamedrash loisamto chelki miyoshvei Kronos shani mashkim vehi mashkimim ani mashkim ledivrei Torah vehi mashkimim ledvorim betalim ani omel vehi mamelim ani omel mekabel socha vehi mamelim veino mekabelim socha. Or as most yeshiva bachrim want to say, ani omel mekabel schar vehim amelim veino mekablim schar. Ani rotz vehim rotzim. Ani rotz l'chayel l'mabah vehim rotzim l'ber shachas. It's a little more amplified in the siyum, but this is the siyum nusach. But it's b'tiyosay mibeis ha-medrash. In the Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam, on that Mishnah, that's Masachas Brachas Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, he says, Shtei tfilos elu choiva. It's interesting. Shnei tfilos elu choiva al mi shenichnas lebeis hamedrash lilmoid. And it's very interesting what his raya is. How do you know that it's a choiva? So he says, because the lashon of the Tanur Rabbanon is b'knisasoi ma'hu oimer, not ma'hoya oimer. And the Rambam says, very interesting, if it would be ma'hoya oimer, then it's, what did Reb Nechunya ben Akona do when he went into the Beis Medrash? You want to be like him? Fine. You don't want to be like him? Fine. But this is his nusach. That was his tefillah. Abel. That's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, Mahu Oimer, not Mahoya Oimer. What does Mahu Oimer mean? What are you mechuyif to say? What's a loima? Right? Im nichnas ha-nichnas ha-beis ha-medrash, Mahu tzorich loima. What does he have to say? It's Peledik. And don't think that it's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, because it is. In Simon Kuf Yud in Noach Chaim Sifches, HaNichnas HaBeis HaMedrash Yisparel, Ubitziyosa Yoimar, and it gives the Nusach, the Kitzer. Very, very interesting. The Magen Avraham brings down that according to the Ari, after he would say it, he would also say, Ki Hashem Yiten Chochma Mipiv Da'as Utvuna, Gal Einai V'Abita Niflois Mitoch Secha. B'chulei. So why we don't do that, as a matter of course, veisich nisht. Mishnah Brura, Simon Kuf Yud Sifkaten Lamed Vav, Dibra Maslo B'tziyosoi, Kosav HaRambam, B'pirush HaMishnah, V'eile Shtei Tfilois Chayva. V'eishlo L'spalol Yoshev, V'oimed, K'mo Shiyizamen Loi, V'lo Yasa Ponav L'mizvach, V'lo L'mayra, V'lo Yasa Yishtachavoya. He's trying to explain that it's not a emesit feel, it's not a Shemayna Esrei. Of a Bekitza, that's Lashon Rambam, by the way, in the Pirush HaMishnah. The whole thing is from the Rambam. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and the Maisit seems to be Lahalocha. I wanted to dwell on one thing, and that is B'tziyosoi Mahu Oimer. It's a Meiridika question. Samto Chelki Miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, Vloi Samto Chelki Miyoshvei Kronos. Who are the Yoshvei Kronos? So there are two possibilities. And both possibilities are brought down in the Rashi right there on the spot. Rashi in Dibra Maschum Yoshvei Kronos says, Pirush, Chenvonim oy amei ha'oretz she'oiskim bedvar sicha. Peledik, Yoshvei Kronos could be business people. You know that there's a whole Torah about why Wall Street is called Wall Street. Why is it called Wall Street? Because the original transactions of the first shtaris, who knows how long ago, occurred on the corner of Wall Street. That was where they were. Is Memela Hes, the ganze business enterprise of the stock market is called Wall Street. So that's Yoshvei Kronos. These are the merchants that are standing on the corners and arguing with one another about their merchandise. This is the Elshtip Pshat from Rashi, Chenvonim, or Yoshvei Kronos Aleidegeir, people who do nothing, and they sit around in the bar the whole day, and the Hakachainik, and that's Amei Oretz, Shoyskim Bedvar Sicha. So Rashi is giving us a choice. We can learn, Shesamtach Okenu Miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, Veloi Miyoshvei Kronos, and Samtach Okenu Miyoshvei HaMedrash, Miyoshvei Miyoshvei Kronos. Either it means that Hashem gave us a chelik in Torah to sit in the Beis Medrash and not be among the Amei Haaretz who are sitting by the bar, is not such a psag valdik. You know, I don't know how much you can be excited about that comparison. No, I mean, there's a havamina that people as choshev as we are would be yoshve kronos. We'd be out making a lot of money. We'd be out conquering the world. We'd be out doing great things. But chenvonim, das ish an ander zach. Das ish an ander zach. You know, obviously Reb Nosson, interesting. Nusach Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, Maisa B'Reb Akiva, Shaya Yoyshe V'Shoyne L'Talmidov, V'Niska Loi Masha Osa B'Yaldusai. Reb Akiva was an Am Haaretz. And he remembered, the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, that what did Rochel Eishes Reb Akiva see in him? Right? He was Sonua Umali. So Vais Tois, that Midas Toivas he had all along. So the Kasha is a Bazei. What is it, the he remembers Mashosa Bialdusai that Poshet he was ignorant. Oma Maiden Lifanocha Shemeloi Kaisha Santo Chelkim Yoshe Besamedush was Santo Chelkim Yoshe Kronos Bashuk. That's amazing. So Vaistois that the Kavona was that he's grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Zoicha to be a Talmud Chochem and not an Am Haaretz. So that's where I think Rashi got that pshat. That Yoshve Kronos could mean an Am Haaretz. But on the other hand, and the Me'iri and Avodah Zarah, I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to use up the time that I have, but the Me'iri and Avodah Zarah says the same thing on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the Yoshve Kronos and Moshev Leitzim are one and the same. However, Rashi gives another pshat, and the other pshat is that they are merchants. It's Habich HaKash. We continue and we say by the Siyum, we remember the Lashon, right? Shonu Amelim Vehem Amelim. Onu Amelim Vemekablim Tzchar Vehenam Amelim Vehenam Mekablim Tzchar. Onu Rotzim Vehem Rotzim. Onu Rotzim, where are we Rotz? L'chayo Yolam Abo. Where are they Rotz? The Be'er Shachas. Shenema An Sheidomim Mimilma Vayechtsu Yemehem. Ein Minut. If it's Dame Oretz, they're busy talking Lashon Hara, Chilus, and the Moshe of Leitzim in general, Ashrish, Shalaholach Batzatz Rishoyim, Moshe of Leitzim, Layashav, I understand. Of the merchants, Chenvonim, Arotzim, Liber Shachas. But Mo Geltun, Anodim Godel, that the Pshad is, if you're a Chenvoni, but you're not Rotzim, you're not Rotzim. Rotzim means your whole life is obsessed with it. Your whole life is busy. You're running and chasing the dollar. It's never enough. Such a person is Rotz Liber Shachas. Sai mitzad that Mestami is not going to be Noyig Kahogen in his business in Yonim, but also Sai mitzad the fact that he gave up Olam Abo for Olam Hazeh. So that's the Pshat, Heim Rotzim Liber Shachas. If the Chenvonim are Rotzim, you can be a Chenvoni, like the famous Hakdoma of the Chayodon, that he says, on the Pasuk in Iyov, Toimar Maloi Bihi, V'Laila Omar Eini Modi, that these merchants, they don't have the Torah B'chlal because they're busy with their askonis the whole day with the merchandise. But when I'm busy with my merchandise, I'm busy with Bavli and Yerushalmi, he writes. Every spare moment, every opportunity is Loi Mosh Pumi. So even if I can't respond at the moment, but I don't say Loi Bihi, I just say Eini Modi. And that was giving them the justification because they asked, a merchant like you, you're going to write a sefer psak halacha for the world, chay yodam, chochmas odam, nishmas odam. He says, yes, I can do it. I'm entitled because I'm a different kind of soicher. But I wanted to share with you, you know, in the Mishnayos Tiferes Yisrael, there is a section called Yochin and a section called Boyaz. And Boyaz goes into Be'iyun Dizin Yonim. The son of the Tiferes Yisrael adds a ha'ara in the Boyaz Chelek of the Mishnayos on this very Mishnah of Reb Nechunya ben Akonos Tfila, Perek Dalet Ois Beis. And it's very kedai, I mean, everybody has this set of Mishnayos. It's very kedai to you for you to look at it on your own and chazer it over. And I'm going to use that to go full circle to the words of the Imre Bina. Because I think that there's now another pshat or an additional knetch in the Imre Bina's idea of Al Yidve Libeinu Val Yechshechu Einenu. And he writes as follows. He says, why did Reb Nechunya ben Akona not be satisfied? In other words, the Tanur Rabbanon says, Shesamto chelki mi beis hamedrash, Shesamto chelki mi yoshvei kronos, Ono ameilim, heim ameilim, they go to Be'er Shachas. Why doesn't he just say, Baruch Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my chelek in Torah? Why does he have to be Magana anybody? What's the point? So he writes as follows. L'dayti aklusha oma kein. Mishum de misha yoshev chavush v'galmud v'beis hamedrash, tomun b'yarkasei beis ha'iyun HaKadosh. Asher b'toich zman zeh ha'koyhu b'chutzois u'b'shuk ha'olam. Meloi merutza utnua. He's sitting in the beis medrash. And everything is quiet, and everything outside is tumult, and it's tutzach, and there's a world out there. I was thinking a person is learning, and he's looking out the window is open, and somebody's building a house, he's building a building. And the house is going up. One day he sees the excavation, and then he sees the pouring of the cement for the foundations, and then he sees the first floor and the second floor. And meanwhile, what's he doing? Nocha poblat gemora, nocha poblat gemora, nocha sifin shulchan aruch, nocha shtikl musa. So vasa b'chuf ketan. Look at that house. In the course of the year, what did I accomplish and what did he accomplish? This is what the son of the Tiferes Yisrael is suggesting. A person could go up, could see, there's such a tumult, everybody's rushing and doing and smiling and laughing and screaming. And then he says, be'emes, ha-talmid chocham, kozeh ha-mizboideid. This is a reflection of how Torah was treated in those days, by the way. The bank fetcher, you know, where nobody wanted to marry such a bacher, because what's he going to do with his life, and what's going to come of him, and who's going to care about him, and where's he going to get his pranosa? It wasn't a shiloh pranosa. It was, what are you worth? You're not worth anything. This is what we had to fight in those days. He writes, "Be'emes ha'talmid chacham kozeh ha'mizboided k'sheyotzei midalsei beis hamedrash." He walks outside. Nira be'enei atzmai v'koshkein be'enei b'nei beisa yukroivav u'she'eroi zu ishtoi. Even his wife might look at him like that. A yeshiva bochel. Vos is mitir? Vos vart von dir? I remember once somebody told me that he met someone who was with the Briska Rav learning in Cheder. Gor Amol. And he became a very big lawyer. And he comes to a friend of his and reminisces about his childhood. And he says, Gib a kuk, was he gewohnt for me? I've been gewohnt a greiser lawyer. And was he gewohnt mit dem? Garnished. The Briska Rav. The whole of Klal Yisrael standing on the shoulders of the Briska Rav today. It's unbelievable. Sai is Torah, Sai is Ashkofa, everything. Was he gewohnt for them? Garnished. So a person walks out of the Beis Medrash, he writes, this was in those days much stronger than it is today. He says, even in his own lives, he might even look like that. He may start to wonder, what's this? What am I doing here? What did I accomplish? You know why he has to say this when he walks out of the Beis Medrash? Because it's a booster shot, he says. He has to remain with the understanding that Onu Amelim Vehem Amelim, Onu Rotzim Vehem Rotzim, and what is their Amelim and what is their Rotzim in the end. He has to reinforce his feeling. He has to understand that the Godless and the Yashrus and the Chashivus and the value and the purpose and the accomplishment, thus in the Beis Medrash Kiven, it's not in the street, no matter what you see. And he says, V'alkein hishlech hatana loiki hakodosh divrei gnusu bizoyon k'neged hashoigim u'mevalim yemeyem betildes ha'olam ha'oiver toich hatoido shenosam Hashem al chalkoi. It's a very beautiful thing. And he says that that's the nekuda that you, the gaiva, the kedusha that a person has, that he should understand where he's holding, that he's mekayim the world. The whole world stands on us. The entire world stands on us. they don't understand. They don't care. They're obsessed and preoccupied with all kinds of shtuyas and havolim, and they try to ensnare us and pull us in. They try to say, we're the attractive ones. You know, la'asid lavai is a psikta rabasi, a mayrid de kaloshin. La'asid lavai, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to Bnei Yisrael, how did you manage to wait for me for so long? How is it possible that you still survived? Now, what does he mean, still survived? Hitler? Yes. Khmelnytsky? Yes. The Crusades? Yes. But that's not what he means. He means all the ones that beckon and say, come to me, become one of us, we'll make you big, we'll make you Duxin and Amarkalin and all kinds of big, big titles that the Greeks and the Romans gave. It's all mentioned in that medrash. Come to us, we'll make you big. You just have to be like us. We can't stand the fact that you're so different. We can't stand the fact that you believe in something. We can't stand the fact that you've survived. But the Rebbe Shlomo asked the same question. How did you survive? So Klal Yisrael answers the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Bemes, says Aguta Kasha, because all of my people said, your husband left you a long time ago. Why do you keep pining for him? Why do you keep waiting for him? Why don't you get married to somebody else? But you know what I do? Every time they ask me that question, and maybe I get a little bit of a tzip in hats, and you know what I do, says the Medrash? I open up my ksuba, and I see the oitzer that this melech, my husband, left me before he went away. And I look at the oitzer and I say, somebody who wanted me so badly that he gave me this oitzer is never going to abandon me completely, and I'm willing to wait. And that's Mesayim, Lulei Sayroscha Sha'ashuai Ozavadti Bionyi. The person looks at the world and the world is telling us, what's going on with you, Chevra? Why don't you join us? Why don't you become part of us? Why don't you give up already? There's so many people that hate you, so many people that reject you. What does this Am Echad Mefuzah Mefarad Ben Amim have from the world anyhow? And we say, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us? He gave us infinity. He gave us a Torah that we can't encompass. He gave us a Torah that belongs to Malachim. He gave us a Torah and he gave us our chelik in the Torah. And we leave the Beis Medrash, we go out into the world and we see the world for what it is. And we say, Dafka the people that are creating and building and accomplishing and doing. Above us, they were machlif oilam over. They gave into the oilam over and they gave up completely the oilam, which is kayim la'olam ul'olmei olamim. They took something that was finite when they could have had something that was infinite. Every Yid has to understand that every Yid who doesn't have the Torah, he's given up his chance to touch the infinite, to grab on and hold on to a little bit of infinity, a little bit of cosmic dust that comes mitachas kiseh hakovod. It's unbelievable. And this is the nekuda, Rabbi Yisai. This is the nekuda that we have to constantly remember, Erev Shavuos. We are coming to a mountain, a little mountain. And the little mountain is going to be a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yorad Olav Be'esh. And he's going to give a Gans Klal Yisrael an opportunity, not of a lifetime, but of an Olam, Olam Olamim. And thousands of years later, we're still going to be part of that opportunity. And we're going to relive. We're going to go into that Midbar. We look around. We see nothing. There's nothing of value. There's nothing there. It's a Midbar. It's a tiny little mountain. It's insignificant. There's nothing there except that we have the Shekhinah. There's nothing else. We walk into the Beis Medrash and we walk out of the Beis Medrash. We walk into the Beis Medrash and we have to worry that we shouldn't be fachapt. It's so big. It's so overwhelming. It's so deep. It's so hard. We have our chelek. And that's all we need is to discover that chelek. And from trying to discover that chelik, a person could end up knowing Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi if he really wants to and he really tries hard. Maybe it's not Rebbe Kivegas Bavli and Yerushalmi. Maybe it's not the Vilna Gaon's Bavli and Yerushalmi. Maybe it's not the Imre Bino's Bavli and Yerushalmi. But it's my chelik. and I touch the infinite, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my chavrusa, and I am zoiche to avoy eilecha uveirachticha, and the world, nothing, says Pustan Leidig. It's not just the Amei Oretz. It's not what they themselves recognize are worthless. But even the big shots, the Emes is with us, the future is with us, the infinite is with us. And thus daf Yid Gedenken, Rabbi say, when he walks out of the Beis Medrash. There's a short distance between the Beis Medrash and our homes, and where do we go anyhow? I don't mean right now. I mean in general. A person sits and learns Yom Avalayil in Koilu, Vugeta. He doesn't go anywhere. But just walking out of the Beis Medrash and taking a look at the world right in front of him can sometimes confuse you. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's Rabbeisai. There's no place to go because everything else is less, not more. Everything else is, you know, my father, the Chayin Levracha, I'm going to finish with this word. He said there was a fellow in the yeshiva, Navadik, that left the yeshiva for the big world out there, you know, for the big world. And he came back out of nostalgia, comes back and talks to the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva says, my entire kin, what made you leave the yeshiva, HaKadosha, this wonderful home of yours, this beautiful little haven that you're sitting next to and it gives you so much warmth, why did you leave? He says, Rabbeinu, there's such a big world out there. So the Rosh Yeshiva, my father used to repeat, said to him, tell me, my friend, most of the world is rich or is poor? Oy, Rabbeinu, they're so poor, India, China, bah, man. The people vagazach in the street, there's so many homeless. Avada givis, most of them are poor. So tell me, the big world out there is poor, okay. Healthy or sick? Oy, so, so many cholim, the hospitals are full. Nobody is a sholem, nobody has anything. Now tell me something, my friend. Are they smart or are they stupid? Are they stupid? You can't even imagine how stupid they are. So helvas desoxt. You're left for a big world out there that's stupid and poor and sick. Hazeit mein tate me gesagt hat mein gesagt in Pinsk over 100 years ago. Ye help Rabbi say. In Pinsk, over 100 years ago. And that's what I'm telling you now also. Zonish Meinen, Mizitz the Malalant, your mamish. There's nothing more geschmack. I'm sure you feel that way. Everyone who's listening feels that way. There's not a steak in the world. There's not an ice cream in the world. There's a geschmack as understanding a Teisvis. As Pashut understanding a Teisvis. There's a bigger geschmack than that. It's a bigger geschmack than understanding a sugya. A bigger geschmack than chapping what the kivega. I don't have to fantrip kivega. You can't fantrip kivega. Good, fine. I can't fantrip kivega. Nobody can. Because that was with kivega. Remember, they once came to the Satmar Rav. A person came with a sefer. He wanted the Satmar Rav to give a haskama. What's the sefer? I fantrip all the kashas of kivega except for one in the Gilyan Ashas. So I don't know. He didn't give him a haskama, Mr. Amit. But after he left, he turns to his gabbai. And he says, Nuchach ein Reb Kivego hat er yof hashtanen. One Reb Kivego understood, the one that he says he can't find answer. So, yeah, okay, but we understood the kasha, right? We understood the kasha, yeah? It's doch gewaldig. There's nothing better than that. There's nothing more geschmack than that. There's nothing more exciting than that. It's klar. I feel that way, you feel that way. The whole koilel surely feels that way. Everybody feels that way. Anybody has any real shaychus to Torah. It charms you. It's so charming. But that's what the Imre Bina says you have to daven. Al yidve libeinu, don't get your heart get faklemt that it's so big and so vast and how much did I accomplish. Al yachshuchu einenu, don't let your eyes get darkened from the fact that you don't understand. Takadaven kesedev, hoyer einenu b'sar secha, hoyer einenu b'sar secha, hoyer einenu b'sar secha, avada. Abba Rabbi say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Ereinenu. He is. It's not Larik and it's not LaBeholo. We are Zoicha. We have our Chelik. Sooner or later, we have our Chelik. And we don't even know what our Chelik is until we try. And we keep plugging and we keep trying and we keep going. And the Al Yidva Libeinu Al Yachshu Ereinenu, because we have the Shechina with us. I'm not giving up on my pshat too. And lemaisa, come to the end of the day in the Beis Medrash, and we walk out to a kranke, that's for sure you could say now, to a kranke, stupid, tipshusdicke world that is oramalite, because we have the Ashirus in our pocket. Kemoitze sholol rov. I give my birchas koyin that the oilam should take be zoiche to have that havana amuka, should never be al yidve libeinu, should never be yidve libeinu, should never be yech shechu einenu, al yidve libeinu, al yech shonenu, toros chom unuseinu, we should be zoiche to come to Kabbalah Satoru with our heads held high and a full appreciation that around us is just midbar. And what do we have? An oasis of godless, of infinite godless, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us on a silver platter. Should be zoich, I give you a birchas kayin, should be matzliach in learning, should have tremendous nachas b'shefa from your mishpachas, and the Eibishit should give you the oilam hazeh also that you need. But we always should understand dalton is gol nishto. It's all fantasy. It's all havaminas. It's all smoke and mirrors. We have it. And if they understood what we had, they would mamish be green with jealousy. Green with jealousy. Should be zoicha, v'yanein b'sar ha'secha, dabik libein mitzay secha, v'yachid l'vavenu, l'ava u'yila eshmecha. Yashir koyach, Rabbi Yisai. Yashir
koyach, yashir koyach, yashir koyach. Beautiful.